天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。工厂长大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个步子。很高兴能够在节目中再次跟大家相遇。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们是否想过自己侍奉的动力是什么？是否认真思考过我们为什么要坚定不移地跟随主耶稣的脚步呢？对于小环自己来讲，那动力就是十字架上的爱。为了我们的罪，三位一体的父子灵在那一刻分开了，这是何等大的救恩啊。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，就让麦克牧师带领我们更详尽地来学习神的话语吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
What a joy it is to know that you are on the other side listening.
非常高兴你能收听我们今天的节目。
We are in the midst of a series of messages on the seven statements of Jesus from the cross.
我们已经进入到了耶稣十架七言系列信息的中间部分。
Throughout history, many people have rejected Jesus Christ.
在历史的长河中，许多人曾拒绝过耶稣。
In the last three messages, we saw the reality of that.
我们可以从前面三讲中清楚地看到这个事实。
As Jesus hung on the cross, the Romans abandoned him.
当耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，罗马人弃绝了他。
Organized religious leaders repudiated him.
宗教领袖们跟他划清界限。
The crowd reviled him.
老百姓辱骂他。
And his friends had fled and forsaken him.
甚至连他的朋友也离弃了他。
And today, in the fourth statement from the cross, we see the ultimate abandonment.
今天我们来看十架七言的第四句话，我们将看到彻底的弃绝。
In the past three messages, we saw how at the third hour, which is around 9 o'clock in the morning,
在前面三讲中，我们知道在四初，也就是大约早晨九点左右，
while Jesus was suspended between heaven and earth,
主耶稣被挂在十字架上，命悬于天地之间。
He as the high priest forgave the sins of his transgressors.
他作为大祭司，饶恕了背叛者的罪。
That is not surprising.
这不让人意外。
Then about mid-morning,
接近中午的时候，
He looked to a repentant criminal hanging on another cross next to him and made him a promise.
他看到那个旁边的被钉在十字架上已经悔改的罪犯，应许他说，
He said, Today you shall be with me in paradise.
今天你要同我在乐园里了。
That is not surprising.
这也不让人意外。
Then in the middle of the day, Jesus looked at his mother Mary and the disciple whom he loved, John, and he made provision for his mother.
随后到了正午的时候，耶稣看着他的母亲玛利亚和他所爱的门徒约翰，他为母亲做了一些安排。
That is not surprising.
这也不奇怪。
But today we will see how at about high noon.
但今天我们要来看到了正午的时候，
When the brightness of the day turned into the blackness of midnight.
当耀眼的白昼忽然变成了黑暗的子夜。
Jesus made the fourth statement from the cross.
耶稣讲出了他在十字架上的第四句话。
He said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani.
耶稣大声喊着说，以利以利拉玛撒巴哥大尼。
Which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?
就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
That statement is possibly very confusing.
这句话也许会让人感到非常困惑。
This statement, Eloi, Eloi, lima sabachthani, arches over the previous three statements.
以利以利，拉玛撒巴哥大尼，这句话将前面三句话联系了起来。
As well as the next three statements.
同样，他也将后面三句话连接了起来。
Please turn with me, if you have your Bible, to Matthew 27:45-50.
如果你手上有圣经，请跟我翻到马太福音27:45-50.
Let us read it together.
让我们来看这段经文。马太福音27:45-50。从五正道深处，遍地都黑暗了。约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴哥大尼。”就是说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”站在那里的人，有的听见就说：“这个人呼叫以利亚呢。”内中有一个人赶紧跑去，拿海蓉蘸满了醋，绑在苇子上，送给他喝。其余的人说：“且等着，看以利亚来救他不来。”耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。
Now, I want you to reflect on this passage under two headings.
现在，我想将这段经文分为两个部分。
First,
首先
the 3 hours of darkness that lit up the world.
那三个小时的黑暗点亮了整个世界。
Secondly,
其次
the moment of desertion that redeemed the world.
经过那一段被遗弃的时间，耶稣将这个世界挽回。
The brightness of the sun during high noon is dazzling.
正午的阳光让人头昏。
It is blinding.
让人眼花。
So imagine in the midst of the brightness of high noon, it becomes as dark as the middle of the night.
你可以想象一下，就在正午刺眼的阳光下，突然变得子夜一般漆黑。
And it was not for only a moment or two.
而且不只是一时半会儿。
It was for 3 hours.
事实上持续了三个小时。
This was God's response to those who love darkness better than light.
这就是神对那些喜欢黑暗的人的回应。
For the scripture says the light came into the world and the world comprehended him not.
经上说，神的光照在这个世界，这个世界却不接受它。
It is as if God was saying, you love darkness? Well, that's what darkness is like.
似乎神在说，你们不是喜欢黑暗吗？那么黑暗就是这个样子。
You prefer your way, that's the result of it.
你们不是喜欢按自己的方式吗？那么这就是你们的结果。
I will grant you your request.
我赐给你们所求的。
You have opted for the darkness of sin and shame, then I will give it to you.
你们既然选择了要活在罪和羞耻的黑暗里，那么我就赐给你们。
But there is a deeper theological meaning to the 3 hours of darkness than this.
然而从神学意义上看，这三个小时的黑暗有它更深的一层含义。
The 3 hours of darkness were a fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy.
这三个小时的黑暗兑现了旧约中的预言。
The high priest went inside the Holy of Holies once a year to atone for the sin of the people.
大祭司一年一次进入至圣所中为百姓赎罪。
And that place had to be dark so that no one could see the holy things happening at the Ark of the Covenant.
那个地方一定是漆黑的，使人们不能看到约柜的神圣作用。
And when Christ, our high priest, was ready to take his own blood into the heavenly tabernacle, nature darkened.
因而当我们的大祭司耶稣准备将他的宝血献到天上帐幕时，大地都黑暗了。
So that the unsympathetic eye could not see.
人们冷酷的眼目什么都没看见。
We read in the Old Testament when the law of God was given in Mount Sinai.
在旧约中，我们读过，当神在西乃山颁布律法的时候。
There were thick, dark clouds on that mountain, and everyone stood at a distance.
山上的云层又黑又厚，百姓站在远处。
This thick darkness is a symbol of our inability to keep the law of God.
这里又黑又厚的云层象征了我们无法守住神的律法。
None of us have been able to keep the law.
没有一个人能守住律法。
And when Christ went into the darkness,
当耶稣进入到黑暗里,
when the one who perfectly obeyed the law of God entered into darkness,
当那位完全守住了神律法的耶稣进入到黑暗里,
the darkness of our inability to keep the law of God wrapped him up as one would wrap itself in a cloak.
象征着我们无法守住神律法的黑暗，将耶稣包裹起来，就像披上了一件斗篷。
So it was the 3 hours of darkness that lit up the world.
正是这三小时的黑暗，却点亮了整个世界。
Then secondly,
第二
，this moment of desertion has redeemed the world.
经过那一段被遗弃的时间，耶稣将这个世界挽回。
After hanging on the cross for 6 hours,
被挂在十字架上6个小时后
，A cry pierced the darkness, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani?"
一声呼喊穿透了黑暗，以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼。
These are the very words that came out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus.
从主耶稣口中所喊出了正是这几个字。
The word forsaken used in this passage means to abandon someone.
这段经文中离弃这个词的意思是弃绝某人。
And that is why this fourth statement from the cross was the most surprising of all.
所以十架七言中的第四句话最让人感到惊奇。
How can the Father and the Son...who have eternally been in unity, be separated.
在永恒中一体的圣父和圣子怎么能够被分离呢?
The Father and the Son have always been one.
圣父和圣子从来都是一体的。
Yet if we understand the depth of these words, we would understand the very center of what the cross means.
如果我们能够明白这句话的深层含义，我们就会理解十字架所代表的核心内容。
Turn with me, please, to Psalm 22, verse 1.
请跟我翻到诗篇22篇一节。
It says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
那里说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
These words that Jesus uttered were quotations from the scripture.
耶稣所喊的话就是出自这段经文。
Psalm 22 is a preview of the cross.
诗篇22篇就是十字架的一个预表。
As the Lord begins to experience the physical disruption and the division of the cross, he recalls the words of Psalm 22 with meticulous accuracy.
主经历的在十字架上肉体的撕裂和与神的隔离，他引用诗篇22篇是很恰当和准确的。
Verse 7 of Psalm 22 says the following.
诗篇22篇7节这么说。
All who see me mock me. They hurled insults, shaking their heads, saying, "He trusted in the Lord. Let the Lord rescue him."
凡看见我的都耻笑我，他们撇嘴摇头说，他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧。
This is a literal prediction of Matthew 27:39.
这也是有关马太福音27:39的预言。
Where the crowd reviled him at the cross, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself."
当时群众对十字架上的耶稣辱骂道，他救了别人，让他救自己吧。
Psalm 22 verse 14 says,
诗篇22篇14节说，
I am poured out like water and all my bones are out of joint.
我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节。
This is the dislocation of the cross.
这是十字架上被撕裂的感受。
Verse 15 says, My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth.
诗篇二十二篇十五节说，我的舌头贴在我的牙床上。
This is the dehydration which we see in John 19:28 when he said, I thirst.
这是我们在约翰福音十九章二十八节中看到的脱水的现象。当时主耶稣说，我渴了。
Psalm 22:16, They have pierced my hands and feet.
诗篇二十二篇十六节说，他们扎了我的手，我的脚。
How can anyone doubt the cross when you see that centuries before it took place, it was predicted with such accuracy?
当你看到早在几个世纪之前，对耶稣上十字架已有如此精确的预言，你还怀疑十字架吗？
My listening friend, I want to have a personal word with you.
亲爱的朋友，我想跟你讲一点自己的感受。
If you are one who doubts the word of God to be the absolute truth,
如果你怀疑神的话是绝对的真理,
it is possible because you have not examined it for yourself.
也许是因为你还没有亲自去查考。
But just in case you begin to think that Psalm 22 is all about defeat and suffering,
就算你认为诗篇二十二篇所讲的只不过是挫败和受苦的感受。
You need to read verses 27 and 28.
那么你需要再看看二十七和二十八节。
All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, for the kingdom is the Lord's. He shall rule over the inhabitants.
地的四极都要想念耶和华，并且归顺他，因为国权是耶和华的，他是管理万国的。
Psalm 22 is a complete prophecy of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
诗篇二十二篇是对耶稣基督受难和复活的一个完整的预言。
Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani obviously is a word of prayer.
以利以利拉玛撒巴哥大尼很明显是一句祷告。
Strange as it is, this is the only time that the Father did not answer the prayer of the Son.
让人不解的是，这是唯一的一次父神没有回应圣子的祷告。
When he was baptized in the River Jordan,
当耶稣在约旦河里接受洗礼的时候，
The Holy Spirit came and testified with a word from the Father.
圣灵降下，圣父为他做见证说，
This is my beloved Son.
这是我的爱子。
But at the cross, when the crowd was reviling him,
但在十字架上，当群众辱骂耶稣的时候，
When he needed a word from the Father the most, he was deserted.
在他最需要从圣父而来的话语时，他被离弃了。
Why?
为什么呢？
The reality is that in this prayer, we are looking at the very heart and necessity of the cross.
事实是，在这个祷告中，我们看到了十字架的核心和必要性。
What happened at this very moment on the cross is this.
在十字架上，就在这一瞬间，所呈现出来的是
The sins of all of humanity rained down upon Christ so much so that he experienced the very hell of being separated from the Father.
全人类的罪全都落在基督身上，如此深厚，以至于他经历了地狱的刑罚。就是与父神隔离。
And for the first time from eternity, the Son experienced the wrath and the separation from the Father.
这是永恒中的第一次，圣子经历了与父神分离和神的震怒。
The Father could not look upon sin.
父神不能注视罪恶。
The Father's eyes are too pure to look on sin.
父神的眼目纯净圣洁。不可以看到罪恶。
Listen to what Proverbs 8:30 tells us.
请注意箴言八章三十节所告诉我们的。箴言八章三十节。那时我在他那里为公师，日日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前踊跃。
From eternity, the Son had delighted in the presence of the Father.
从永恒之中，圣子为父所喜爱，享受圣父的同在。
There was never a second during which there was no harmony between the Father and the Son.
在父和子之间，从来没有过不和谐的瞬间。
And yet, for that moment of desertion, when all our sins were heaped upon Jesus,
但是当我们所有的罪都归在耶稣身上，以至于他被离弃的那一刻。
For the first time, Jesus looked up to heaven and saw not God the Father, but God the Judge.
耶稣举目仰望高天，他第一次看到了作为大法官的神，而不是作为父亲的神。
It is very important to notice that Jesus does not use the word of familiarity, Abba.
要注意，耶稣没有再使用那个熟悉的字眼，阿巴父，这非常重要。
Instead, he used the word Eloi, which indicates God the Sovereign, God the Judge, God the All-Filled One.
他改用以利这个词，意思是至高无上的神，审判的主，充满万有的上帝。
We can never understand the pain that Jesus experienced as a result of his separation from the Father.
我们永远无法明白耶稣所经历的与父神分离带来的痛苦。
And Jesus did this so that when we come to him in repentance, we can receive forgiveness.
耶稣之所以愿意这么做，是为了让我们可以来到他面前悔改，并得着赦免。
And that is why Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
这也就是为什么保罗在哥林多后书五章中告诉我们说
that he who had known no sin became sin for us, that we may become the very righteousness of God in him.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
After the price was paid in 6 hours, Jesus dismissed his spirit.
在这六个小时里，他付上了重价以后，耶稣交出了他的灵魂。
The word here has the meaning of a military commander who is dismissing someone from his presence.
交出这个词的含义是，军事指挥官下令，在他跟前的人解散。
He was in complete control of his life.
耶稣拥有对自己生命完全的掌控权。
He dismissed his spirit when he wanted to.
只要他愿意，就能够交出他自己的灵魂。
He dismissed his spirit after he paid the price for sin.
在他为罪付上代价之后，他交出了自己的灵魂。
For earlier he said, I have authority to lay down my life. I have authority to take it up again.
因为在早些时候，他曾经说过，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
The normal lingering of dying on a cross would take 48 hours before the crucified man dies.
通常十字架的刑罚让一个人死去要48小时之久。
Yet in Jesus' case, it took 6 hours.
而耶稣只用了六个小时。
That is why the soldiers were surprised.
因此那些士兵感到非常惊讶。
They did not have to break his legs like they did with the others.
他们没有像对其他的罪犯那样打断他的腿。
The very moment that Jesus said, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
就在那一刻，耶稣说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
He paid the penalty of sin.
他为罪付上了赎价。
Jesus died in darkness that we may live in light. He died forsaken that we might be accepted.
他孤独的死去，是为了我们能被接纳。
He died rejected that I might be received.
他被拒绝，是为了我们能被认可。
And my friend, I want to plead with you.
亲爱的朋友，我向你呼吁。
That if you have never accepted the gift of forgiveness from the hand of Jesus,
如果你从来没有从耶稣手中接受过宽恕这份礼物,
do it today.
请今天就接受它。
accept the fact that he died for you.
接受一个事实，就是耶稣为你而死。
And rose again to assure you of your own resurrection.
并为你复活，使你能得到复活的把握。
Do not postpone.
不要再延迟。
The time is short.
因为人生短暂。
And then please write to us and tell us.
然后请写信告诉我们。
And until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福于你，下次再会。
感谢大家收听今天的节目，愿十字架上的爱成为我们前进的动力和紧紧跟随主耶稣脚步中行的支柱。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。你对